B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The great Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, and no, I haven't.
Oh,
well, Kevin, we have to ask you. Any chance you're wearing a tuxedo and drinking a 40 right now?
Not even close.
Oh, all right.
I wish it were.
No, Kevin, you had the action last night. It was a great broadcast. What do you know about the bubble life? What did you know going into it? What is it like so far?
Well, bubble life is not bad for the reporters. We're all under one roof. We're all in one hotel. All the national writers, all the ESPN guys and gals, and same with Turner. So I think they said there were 500 rooms in this hotel, and every room is filled up. So we see a lot of familiar faces walking around. But the problem is, you're either getting tested, and you got the mask on, or you're heading someplace, you're going up to your room. There's not a lot to do because they don't want you really straying too far from the hotel. And then in terms of the games, you know, we saw that doubleheader last night. I don't know. I have yet to watch the broadcast, and it's still so fresh in my mind. You lose a crowd, I think we all are going to have a brand new appreciation for noise and ambiance and crowd and presence and all that. Because from a broadcast standpoint, you almost kind of felt like you were conjuring up a lot of what was missed in terms of noise. And you know, I don't know. They're doing the best they can. It's a phenomenal job. But the crowd makes a gigantic difference. I think that the players would say the same thing, too. I mean, they get energized by the booing, by the cheering, by the sneering, by whatever. And it's hard to recreate that.
And here's one of the things that I just love about your broadcast, Kevin, is that you're able to kind of get engulfed in that emotion. You're really great at going 0 to 60 and just bringing that excitement that happens at any spur of the moment in sports. What is that like for you, not having that crowd behind you?
Well, it's weird. Thank you. But I really don't know what kind of job I did last night. I'm going to talk with Ian here too. And I know Mike Breen is, we had three of us at dinner the other night. We were talking about it. And not only are there no fans, but we're way off the court and we're way back. Like, our depth is so much further back. And then these guys don't have the names in their jersey, which really doesn't matter. But there are a couple of guys that are new and have different, you know, these jerseys sometimes are you're looking for numbers because you can't. I mean, there's just a lot at play. And then you're in the hockey goalie judge box. We're in like these bubbles ourselves in these plexiglass cubicles. So you're looking through glass. You've got, you know, no crowd, and it just makes it weird. So there's certainly an adaptability that we're all going to have, and I'm sure we will. We've got so many games to broadcast, but certainly right now, after one night, I'm coming away thinking, I don't know. I mean, from a broadcast standpoint, the players, it's shocking. You talk about focus and all that. I did think the players, you know, played hard in the two games that I saw, and, you know, they'll continue again today. There's no doubt that there's a lot of effort given here, and they certainly see the prize, and that's always very encouraging.
Kevin, I watched the broadcast last night, listened to you, and trust me, I don't say this just because you're here, but I could tell no difference if it was 30,000 fans behind you or no one behind you. You guys were spot on.
Nice.
I know the difficulty of it. And I want to ask you now, we'll turn it to the Sixers since we're here in Philadelphia. What's your feeling on them? Like, I've said this to, you know, many people since this started, that if you were to put a starting five on the floor, 16 teams, and I had to pick a team just on talent alone, Sixers are one of my top teams that I would pick. How do you feel about them moving forward in this, you know, different season that we have?
Well, I love that call. And, of course, you know, everyone's buzzing here about the big move of Ben changing positions and a 23-year-old point guard filling in, coming in with the pressure of what's going to be a, you know, very short track here with just the games remaining. But I like them. I'm very bullish on the Sixers. I've liked what they've done, and this seems to make sense, and I love the way they are tinkering. You know, some teams kind of stood pat during the 4 months off. Some teams began to, you know, change their rosters a little bit, and others kind of looked at what they had and maneuvered some parts and saw what they were doing well, changed the things they weren't. And I think the Sixers fall in that camp. I think they felt like we've got the ingredients. Let's just add a little bit more of this and less of that, or whatever you want to do in terms of an analogy. So I like what they've done, and clearly what they did at home and what they did on the road was so vastly different that in this environment where you're not traveling, there is no home or road, and everything is kind of the same, I'd like to think that that's going to even off. And we saw the best of the Sixers at home, and perhaps they weren't nearly as bad as that record would indicate when they were away from Philly. This is going to be more of a level playing surface, a laboratory-like atmosphere, pristine condition that will probably bring out more of a true, you know, champion in some ways than if you had to have travel and maybe a long layoff between games and a younger team that does not react to a vicious crowd. You know, all things to be written and talked about, but on paper, from what it looks like and what they're trying to achieve, I like what Brett and the Sixers have done during this hiatus and where they're headed when they start here in Orlando.
Farzetta in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Speaking with the great Kevin Harlan, who's calling the action down in the Orlando bubble for the NBA. Kevin, I'm always curious, whenever we talk to a national broadcaster, I always want to know, when you think about Philadelphia sports, of the big Rolodex or filing cabinet that is your mind of sports, what jumps to the front of that when it comes to Philadelphia sports?
Well, I love coming to Philadelphia. I always have. I love going for a big game with the Eagles, doing a Sixer game now that they're back, you know, where they should be and where those fans deserve and what the history would dictate in terms of they've had some good teams and championship teams. Honest to God, it's one of my top three favorite stops. There's just something about when you go to an Eastern city, I feel that way about Boston too. And I don't feel that way about New York, and I'm not sure why.
I can think of a few reasons, but
I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. You know what I think it might be? It just I love history, and I love the history of both Philly and Boston, and maybe there's some of that. I do like going to Toronto. I prefer going east than I do west. I was born and raised in the Midwest. We live in the Midwest. That's where my family's from. My mom and dad are from the Midwest. So there's really no reason why, aside from, I don't know. I think when you go to some of these bigger Eastern cities, you just feel this is what, you know, it should feel like, you know, a crowd that's passionate and some historical names in the past. And that's why I kind of like Boston and the Sixers so much, is because young players reviving that spirit, and you see the fans and you hear the fans and they are so into it. And not that they aren't in the West Coast, but it's a different kind of mentality. It's kind of hard to put my finger on, and certainly after being in the bubble last night and not much sleep last night, I'm not saying this the right way, but I love coming to Philadelphia. I always look at that Monday night schedule to see when we get a game. When Rich Gannon and I were doing CBS games and we get a Philly game, and we did the Philly Jet game this past year for CBS. I love coming there, and I love doing games. I like both venues. I like the fact they're in the same parking lot. There's just something about it that to me says, you know, this is the way it should be.
Kevin, I got to ask you before we let you go, what's the favorite thing or the best thing you did while sports were shut down?
Not even close. Being with my family and having the time with the kids and my wife, and I enjoyed that so much. It was great. I know that some people, you know, were getting stir crazy, but it went by fast for me. And of course, your heart is heavy because of all the people that have struggled with this disease, and then the social justice march that is going on. It's tough for so many people, but I love the time being at home with my family.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who are you going to be watching in the NBA Finals this year?
Well, let's see here. Lakers look pretty tough. I got to believe, though, that we didn't see the best of the Clippers. They were missing two of the most important parts of their team last night. And if Harrell and Williams were there and playing the way they've played all season, the Clippers have that game. So we saw the two teams that are coming down to the wire. I really believe that. And I guess until I see Milwaukee and until I see their mindset and see what Toronto is doing and can they carry what they left off with, because Toronto was playing so well, and then Boston and the Sixers. I mean, as much as people want to crown Milwaukee, I'm not ready to do it. And I, honest to God, believe, and I guess to a degree Miami, but I'm still thinking Sixers, Bucks, Boston, Toronto, and I'm almost thinking like on a table playing poker and throwing the dice out there, doing playing craps or something. I think you throw them out there, and I don't know who's better than the other, but we're going to find out very soon if they can stay healthy and stay focused, and if this experiment with Ben works. Why not the Sixers? Why couldn't they vault in there and do some damage, and Shake Milton comes up and plays this position well, and Ben is literally possession to possession, volleying back and forth with ease from the four back to the one in certain times, and always ready to trigger when on the break, and when they're going to slow things up, is positioning himself to get the ball, and then, you know, who knows what's going to happen. So let's see how these teams kind of begin here, but I think you could flip a coin, and any of those four teams could be in there against the two, either Los Angeles team. And I do think the Clippers were missing what makes them so great. We know about George. We know about Kawhi. But I'm telling you, without
Lou Williams.
Lou Williams, who is just such a terrific player, and Montrezl Harrell, they're a different team. And,
yeah.
And they're deeper and more interchangeable, I think, than the Lakers are.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Harlan, an absolute honor to speak with you. We hope to speak to you later on throughout all the broadcasts and all that. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Kevin Harlan, the great Kevin Harlan joining us right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.